Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your daily practice report for Thursday, September 4th. Chiefs coach Andy Reid had a chance to talk with the media after this morning's walkthrough, and he did confirm a couple of injuries going into Sunday's game. Rookie DeAnthony Thomas, who had a slight hamstring issue yesterday at practice, it didn't sound very serious, but he couldn't comment on his status for the game on Sunday or whether he'll be able to practice the rest of the week. Also, cornerback Marcus Cooper had an ankle injury that he suffered yesterday at practice in the afternoon. Said there wasn't a lot of swelling, but he couldn't confirm whether he's going to change his status for the game on Sunday. Coach Reid also confirmed that second-year offensive lineman Eric Cush will miss practice again this afternoon as he's dealing with a shoulder injury. Chiefs offensive coordinator Doug Peterson spoke to the media as well. He talked about going up against a defensive coordinator in Ray Horton that likes to be aggressive, likes to be physical, saying that he wants his offense to be physical, he wants them to answer back, saying that he knows that mistakes are going to be made, but he obviously wants those to be limited. He's excited about what the Chiefs offense can do going into this game on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. Now, defensive coordinator Bob Sutton, when he spoke with the media after practice, one area he focused on talking about the Tennessee Titans was quarterback Jake Locker and his athleticism and ability to tuck and run the ball. He spoke specifically about rush lanes and how important it is for those guys in the front seven to stay in those lanes to try to contain Locker inside the pocket. I personally spoke with Derek Johnson about this after practice, and he said the same thing. That's very important for those guys to stay in their lanes, especially considering in the Chiefs' defensive scheme, those cornerbacks on the outside often have their backs turned when they're in press coverage, so it's that much more important for the guys in the middle to keep their eye on quarterback Jake Locker, who averages almost 7 yards every time he runs the ball throughout his career. It's something to keep an eye on, something the Chiefs will no doubt prepare for and talk about as they continue getting ready for their game on Sunday. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel.